Now, the rest of the story. One of the most spectacular collections of contemporary art anywhere resides in New York City. It's known as the Vogel Collection, named for its owners, Herbert and Dorothy Vogel. Among the approximately 1,500 artworks are masterpieces by Sol Lewitt and Robert Mangold and Richard Tuttle. It's difficult to estimate the phenomenal value of the collection. Connoisseurs are content to deem it priceless. The Vogels themselves are the sweethearts of the Manhattan art world. The Wall Street Journal recently reported when the gray-haired petite Vogels walk into art openings, they are quickly surrounded, curators court them, other collectors emulate them, and artists adore them, sometimes donating their work, just so it'll be in the Vogel collection. The prestige of most art collections reflects the enormous capital, the tremendous amounts of money invested in them. But listen to this. Herbert and Dorothy Vogel owe their success as collectors to their own good instincts. For example, Mr. Vogel met Sol Lewitt in 1965, long before anybody else had discovered him. Lewitt's first New York gallery show was that year, and Herbert Vogel was the only purchaser of anything from that exhibition. Over the years since, Lewitt has become a superstar minimalist, renowned for his stark geometric designs. Yet when the Vogels acquired much of his art, they paid a comparative pittance. The couple's superior judgment of contemporary art paid off again as they purchased the early works of Mangold and Smithson. At the same time, such art was considered too cerebral, difficult. It was unappreciated accordingly, except by the Vogels. Other beneficiaries of the Vogel crystal ball are Tuttle and Lucero, Kostabi and Berry. The now famous painter Charles Clow confides that the Vogel collection contains more of his work than any other. Even if Clow's studio burned down tomorrow, he says, there would still be enough of his art at the Vogels to represent every phase of his distinguished career. A host of successful contemporary artists have discovered ingenious ways to show their gratitude to Herbert and Dorothy. And thanks for their recognition of him, one established conceptualist even adorned a bathroom door and a closet door in the Vogel home with his work. I mean, he made paintings right on the doors themselves. When a favorite Vogel house cat passed away, Richard Tuttle and Etta Renouf made memorial drawings as tokens of their sympathy. Sculptor Lauren Calloway says, quote, maybe artists embrace Herb and Dorothy so easily because they are a lot like us. They have as much of a commitment to the art as have the artists. Indeed, the Vogel home is literally wall-to-wall art. Hundreds of masterworks hang there, overflow from under the bed. They spill out into the living room. They fill boxes stacked ceiling high. There is much art, of course, but also the Vogel's apartment is so tiny because it is all they can afford. Herb is a retired postal clerk. I said Herb is a retired postal clerk, and he and Dorothy are living on his pension and on her meager salary as a librarian. They never take vacations. They never eat out except at a local sidewalk pizza stand. They refuse to enhance their standard of living, which they could do so dramatically by selling only a portion of their collection. But above all else, they adore their art, and so continue to live modestly, even sacrificially, amid their unconverted wealth, as surely as they always will, prisoners of love. And now you know the rest of the story.